It's getting desperate now for the Cats. A minute 39 remaining. The Bulldogs lead narrowly here by 1 point. Blitzars taps it towards the line. Libba kept it in, then chipped it dangerously. Waitman, it's not going to be a mark. He didn't mark it anyway. Atkins careful, stood off him not to give away the free kick, bides his time. Waitman a hand pass. Liberatore a fumble. Minute 25. Hand pass from Isaac Smith to Victor O'Connor. Fumbling handball. Oh, Stewart was the man, but he fell over. Gave it to Atkins, who gave it to Dangerfield. Now it's go time. Danger kicks back to the wing. There's one-on-ones. Outstretched hands. Anthony Scott, did he mark it? He's been paid. On the third bite, he has been paid. And that's the Bulldogs to lose now with a minute to go and a one-point lead.
What a tremendous effort. He first made the spoil and then completed the mark. Scott sends the Dogs back inside the 50. Bruce and Henry underneath Dangerfield. Slipped the hand pass to Silwood. Barged it on. Just knocked it on off the turf brilliantly. Gathered by Cameron. Gave it to Dangerfield. Kicks for Dalhouse against the old mob. Cordy worked him underneath. Pinch the footy. Got a kick away. Cats will get there first, I think. Guthrie rushes at it. Hand passes up to Smith. Isaac Smith sits the kick into the pocket where Rowan marks. The last kick of the match. Gary Rowan with the Cats down by a point.
Well, they've got to get a message to him, if you can hear the bench, that he can't play on, he can't increase the angle.
I think that's what Chris Scott was yelling down.
So Gary Rowan will let the siren sound. He is wide out to the left. A behind to tie it, a goal to win it. And across the comp this season, you would say it couldn't be in better hands. A step inside the 50, Gary Rowan takes the shot. It's a goal. Gary Rowan wins it after the siren with a dead-eye shot. He has tuned up all year for that moment. And Chris Scott is roaring in the box. Changes in the game, and eight times the scores were level, and it didn't get settled until after the final siren. Geelong 12 goals, 11-83, defeat the Western Bulldogs 11-12-78 in front of about 7,000.
Beautiful ones where all three results were possible on that kick. And for a moment, I wasn't sure it was going to shape back, Jared. Yeah, but
I thought it was going through for a point initially. Absolutely. I mean, there'll be a lot spoken about the Gary Rowan goal, but the Joel Selwood knock on the wing. Yep. So if he doesn't knock that on, that is basically in a contested situation for another 20 seconds. So they don't win the game. That knock on wins in the game.
Were they the best side on the night?
I think both sides had their moments. Yeah. It wasn't the prettiest game. No. It was a little bit dewy, but it felt like the game for a lot was in a contest.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be from a stoppage or certainly when they had the chance to move the ball, it was down the line, a lot of down the line sort of play. So it felt like it was in a contest for the night. But I think the second half, when it became a territory game, it was a little bit messier, and it was just about who made the most of their opportunities. Western Bulldogs at the start of the last quarter had a couple of chances.
Made the least mistakes almost, and who could capitalise on the mistakes?
And that's what, when you come up against a good side, that's what it's about. How many mistakes can you minimise? And especially in the last quarter when the game was so tight. I mean, fantastic kick by Gary Rowan. That
Yeah, it was a gutsy kick. He just nailed it. It was unbelievable off the boot. It looked like it was going wide. Had a little bit of draw. A couple of kicks have drawn at that end. Maybe that vortex is there. But it was a gutsy win. And it was actually a gutsy loss too, because the Western Bulldogs, they lost no favours. When a couple of people are saying that the Cats are the best side in it, well, if that's the case, the Bulldogs are in pretty good shape right now as we head towards the back half of the season.
I reckon conditions played a big part in the game too.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know who it would have favoured, but it played a big part, didn't it? And lots of contests.
And I think both sides losing important players pretty reasonably early. Duncan off in the first quarter, Norton just before half-time. And that man on screen, Tom Stewart, had an amazing game. Yeah. So, I mean, the midfield battle, Bontempelli, McRae were on top. Then it'd be Geelong's turn. And then there was about 15 different ruckmen throughout the night. So that was another watch. But you're right, it felt like a finals-type game when it was just in the contest for a period of time.
The flow of the night, scores were level at quarter time. Geelong by 7 at the half, 2 at three-quarter time, and 5 at the close. So it looked like they led all night. There were 13 lead changes. The goal kickers, 2 for Cameron, Rowan and Menegola, with singles to Parfitt, Silward, Radaglia, Hawkins, Dalhouse and Close. While for the Dogs, Bruce kicked 3, Scott kicked 2, and there were singles to Bontempelli, McLean, Waitman, Liberatore, Daniel and Johannesson. The final score, Geelong 12-11-83, defeat the Western Bulldogs 11-12-78. And that will make them level on the ladder with 10 wins apiece, the Dogs with a superior percentage.
Well, right now, I'm in awe of Tom Stewart's game. It was absolutely sensational. From the very first bounce, he intercepted. And then he just continued on his merry way without.
Will Louis get him into the votes? Do you think,
I suspect he may. He may get him in.
And your theory proved correct, Jared, too, by
the hunch just get. There was never in doubt, to be honest. never in doubt. Gary Rowan off the boot. He was a little bit concerned, but after it started to swing, I think you called it actually a goal before Gary Rowan actually accepted it, Jared. But gee.
And also the commentator's curse when Jared gave it couldn't be in better hands. I'm like, no.
Here he is on Channel 7, Gary Rowan.
Gary, you're the king of Geelong, mate.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And I just back my routine. So all I have to do is I have full confidence in my routine. That's what I did and it went through.
And you do, as you say, you're a very good kick at goal. So that's immediately what came through your mind. Just go back, do my routine. You're very confident in it.
Yeah, I just went back and just calmed my nerves, went through my routine, and then the result was finished.
The only thing lacking, mate, is the full house here at the Cattery, but it's good to be back here with some people.
Yeah, no, it was great. Obviously, not everyone turned up, but to everyone at home, it was on the couches. This is for you as well, so it was good to have a crowd here, but we would have loved everyone here.
And they're the wins you need, tough wins. That was a hard game tonight. It was an arm wrestle. It wasn't pretty. That sets you up moving forward into the season. September, you'll probably play these guys again.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a hard contested ball all game, so we just got to stick with them, and then lucky at the end. But yeah, we knew it was going to be a hard one, but those close finishes, knowing the younger boys what to do at those close stages to get the end result.
Gary, having a really good year, and you've brought Jeremy Cameron into this side, and it really has changed that whole dynamic. And do you think you're benefiting from that?
Definitely. It's always good to have another Conwell Middle and Jezza in here, but it's not just that. It's a lot of things as well that's making me play the way I am now, so I'm pretty happy.
Well done, Gary, and enjoy that, mate. You deserve it.
Thanks for joining. Thanks much.
Cheers.
Kick the winner after the siren, Gary Rowan for the Cats. They win by 5 points. There's a curious stat that Sir Swamp Thing has been keeping throughout the year, and it's just got up, is the two, Francis Burke and Kevin Bartlett, had held the record for the most number of wins as teammates with 193, and Joel Seld and Tom Hawkins have just gone past them to 194.
Well, what a fantastic club they've been at to be able to mass together so much success, and they've got premierships involved as well. It's quite a momentous record, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
you see them out in the field. Look, quite ironic, when we sat in here pre-game and the games from yesteryear were on and Billy Brownlow's kicking that
after the siren
and then to watch that unfold. But it is great to see a crowd there. I know it's not full stadium, but at least some people got to experience what was a a great game to watch.
Just having a look at young Henry. He's growing, isn't he?
Yes, yeah.
He made some really good plays tonight. I think they're down a little bit on talent in the back half, but Henry and Stewart look like they're combining really well. They need a couple to come along for the ride.
So Gary Rowan has now kicked the winner after the siren twice. He did it once for Sydney against Essendon. He's now done it for Geelong. And Barry Hall's the only other man to do it in two jumpers. Yeah. He kicked goals after the siren to win for the Saints and the Swans. So there's a little piece of history for Gary Rowan as well. Masks are on for the song. Geelong by five over the Western Bulldogs. And we will get into our post-game awards and an interview with the Cats coming up. The AFL Nation post-game review for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends.
You're listening to AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends.
Time to wrap it all up. A kick after the siren wins it for the Cats over the Western Bulldogs by 5 points. Gary Rowan, the hero of the night. The AFL post-game show for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends and the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. So in our awards, in our categories, Gary Rowan's kick can only be one of them, and it will have to be the Furphy unbelievable moment for Furphy Refreshing Ale, born in Geelong. Unbelievable.
You got any white out? I've written him down four times, Jared.
No, you can't take the easy way out like that, Louis.
Well, how about you contribute throughout the awards, Anthony?
That wasn't a bad celebration by Chris Scott. It looked like Darth Vader with his mask on.
Give him an award. Power Ratings Award for Red Energy. There you go. Awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021.
Well, what about his emotions over a 90-second period when the ball went through from McLean? He knows he's lost the game, unless absolutely everything goes right. And then when Gary Rowan marks it, he knows he's got a very, very small chance. And then when it goes through, he's gone, oh, how good is this? How good is this coaching business?
Furphy Refreshing Ale, born in Geelong, unbelievable. The MEGT Rookie of the Night, your local apprenticeship expert.
Well, Cody Waitman was the player that was awarded the MEGT Rookie of the Night. 14 disposals, one gold, one. It looked lively throughout the night, did Waitman.
MEGT, supporting employers and apprentices for over 40 years. The goal of the game for instant windscreens, broken windscreen, call instant windscreens, 1-3-2-4-4-4.
Well, I've scrubbed out Gary Rowan.
You're going off? No, Gary Rowan.
No, I can't have him in there, apparently. So I thought the Menengola won in the second term from the outer side of the ground. Under pressure was a really crucial moment, but a well-executed goal.
What about the sympathy vote for McLean?
I was just about to say McLean, unfortunately, was really overshadowed by the Gary Rowan goal.
So McLean can have the crucial moment for New Farm Australian through and through because he trickled that ball through, which did look like it would have the Dogs as the winner. And given that he was first up from a knee reconstruction and hadn't played at any level.
Amazing.
He is denied a pretty great moment.
And it came with a little bit of concern halfway through that third quarter when he came off a little bit of a knee. And at that stage, I think the medical staff would have been very nervous.
Have you got a tackler of the game for Toro for the home ground advantage count on Toro? Or maybe it's just the tackle of the game, Jared.
The Tui on Bontempelli.
Yes, he's got that. The tackler and the tackle was Tui. Superb effort.
Toro count on it. The Bendix breaks, big moment, confidence stopping Bendix breaks.
I thought it was the Selwood tap that eventually was the Rowan Maher kick after the siren. As we said in the court, if that tap doesn't happen and it's in a congested situation, that they don't win that game.
Is he in your vote, Selwood, or not?
He's an apology. I might try and squeeze him in somewhere else.
Put your foot down with confidence, Bendix breaks.
29 Hutto's disposals, he had 10 clearances.
Did he? Oh, you're a numbers man.
Hutto's done the Red Energy Power Player Ratings, which had
nothing to do with players or ratings. But there himself. You go.
It had power.
It'll be Bontempelli, Stewart, Liberatore, Menegola. That sort of spread with Daniel and Selwood not too far away there as well. The sustained performer. So this will be Joel Selwood, won't it? For Host Plus, we go with you, the bloke who's just always doing it.
Yeah, we can give that award to him. And as you said, 29 disposals, just a lot of the hard in and under stuff and some important moments in the last term that just helped them over the line.
Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL. The unmissable moments for Drinkwise. Choose to Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. Is the Billy Brown the celebration in the stands after that kick goes through after the siren? I wonder if Billy had been drinking wise. The injury wrap for Sudox Active Muscular and Joint Pain Relief Cream. Follow the directions for use. Mitch Duncan, a knee injury out right at the start of the game. And it looked like ribs for Aaron Norton, who wasn't seen after halftime. It happened right on the halftime siren, so that's worrying.
And Tom Hawkins.
Returned.
A bit of a problem. He returned, but didn't do much. You wouldn't think it'd keep him out for a week, but who knows?
Dogs and Cats stay second and third in that order, but they're now equal on 40 points. The ladder for United Forklift and Access Solutions. No forklift is as tough as a Cat forklift from United. And Geordie, that brings us to the votes, which will include the stats for safety steel sheds designed to save, built to last.
Yeah, I thought one vote, Tom Liberatore, finishes with 31 disposals, 8 tackles, so he did a lot of the other stuff, but 11 clearances. When you watch the game, it does go unnoticed, but, I mean, he was trying throughout the night. Two votes.
So going by the numbers, you didn't notice him, but you're giving him a vote.
Two votes, Bontempelli. He, for me, was the most damaging player, I think, on the field, especially from a midfield point of view, to the point where they threw a couple of tags at him and he shrugged them off. But Tom Stewart, from the moment the game started, you could realise he was reading the ball so well in the air, knew when to shake his opponent, knew when to zone off and mark the ball, finished with 10 intercept marks, which is a career best.